When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, Jules is here.
Hey, guys.
Mom is here.
Hey, guys.
We have not had this trio in quite some time.
It's been a while.
It has.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired, guys.
Why?
Tired.
Why are you tired?
Just tired of life right now. Tired of the life.
I think everyone's really, it's kind of weighing on them a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Jules?
Yeah, I agree. I miss being able to just hang out at a friend's house, you know?
I get it. Mm. Ma, you get your signature, like, you're like mean mug in this whole situation. You all right? Are you, are you dying to do a certain thing? Like, is going out to, let's say, dinner or something like that going to make this that much better for you? What do you really, like, is it just even the options? Because you were kind of always a homebody.
I am a homebody, but I had the freedom to be a homebody.
Mm-hmm. Homebody by choice.
Homebody by choice.
Homebody by choice.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
That's it. I don't like my freedoms being taken away from me. Just don't like it.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know.
It is what it is, though.
We're gonna get right into it, I think, today, Jules.
Yeah.
We had Jules on recently. Jules obviously just came back. Very happy to have Jules back.
Of course.
Heart and soul of the show.
Missed. She was missed.
Sorely missed. We want to get back into your guys' questions. We have a ton of them. Yes. DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. To hit us up with yours. We had a number of chimes, as Jules knows, Mom, about the poop situation. I don't know if you've heard the episode.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
I know the story, though.
Well, you lived through some of it.
I lived through the story, yes.
You know what I mean? You saw me come home.
Sure.
We don't have to get into it.
We don't.
No. But the point is, we have a lot of chimes on people that are pooping and peeing and things. I don't know if we should make this that kind of a show ever. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought, like, poop jokes are so, like, you know, not that we're, you know, this, it happens in real life, but, like, to me, it's a cheap thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go for cheap laughs on this show.
You don't want to celebrate it? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to go for...
I don't want to spike the ball on the poop thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You just kind of leave it alone. Some people did, you know, there was a funny one with a girl whose mom who peed in a litter box.
Yes.
Did you read that one all the way through?
I did.
Did you like that one? Did you want
it? I did like that one.
Is it share worthy?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is.
But see, you know, this is what happens. Jules shows up and then bang. You know? We had a couple of people also write me on, and this is good, people writing me on the lowest points of their lives.
Mm-hmm. You've opened the conversation.
Yeah, and people were very, they're definitely, you know, just kind of feeling comfortable now.
Well, it's great to know you're not alone.
Yes.
That's this the came
thing.
In.
There's a camaraderie there. So you know what? I don't feel so badly because there are others out there that have experienced something like that. So it's also, it's good to share things like that and not be ashamed because it's human. It happens.
We're not animals. We're not animals, okay? You know? Sometimes, guys, things happen. But, hey, we wanted to share at least because we got so many. We're going to share this one, but we are going to try and keep it on the low as far as, you know, how many, you know, this is not a pee and poo show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this is from CM. Dear Albie, I'm an animal lover and I had a cat that I took everywhere. She was like my kid and she loved car rides, so I always had everything she needed set up in my car. Litter box, food, water dish, and a bed. My mom decided she wanted to visit me, but she doesn't drive, so I had to make the 4-hour trip to go pick her up. While we were on the drive to my house, we hit major traffic. It was bumper to bumper, and while we were stuck there for 45 minutes, we were coming up on an exit, so I asked my mom if she needed to use the restroom or stop for anything, and she said no. I asked again right before the exit, and she said no, so I passed it. About 5 minutes later, my mom asked me when the next exit is. I told her it's a few miles away, and she said, oh, no, oh, no, and then I said, no, you don't have to use the restroom, do you? She replied, yes, I need to pee so bad. I said, you're not peeing in my car. We were in the middle lane, so it wasn't going to be easy for me to pull over, let alone go into the slow lane. My mom starts screaming at me that she's going to pee her pants. As I look around to see if I had a cup or something, I notice my cat's litter box there on the floor of my back seat. I pulled it up and placed it on my back seat and told my mom, if you're going to pee, then pee in that. She climbed into my back seat, pulled her pants down, squatted, and all I could think of was, I can't believe my mom is peeing in a litter box. I look around and I see all these people surrounding us laughing and pointing.
Oh my God.
Then I also remember my mom has a huge tattoo on her ass of a peacock. As I see her bare bottom facing the window and there is a reflection, and I can't imagine what these people must be thinking. I didn't have tinted windows then, but I do now. So whenever my mom goes anywhere, my sisters and I ask her if she brought her litter box, and she will never live it down.
You know what? Is there a better situation to have to, when you have to do something so drastic, to have a litter box handy?
Honestly, a litter box is better than a jar.
Right? Or yeah. A cup? Because you don't know if you're going to overflow the cup.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Where are you going to dump the cup? Are you going to be so vile as to open the window and dump it out the window?
Yeah.
What do you do? So to me, that's you got lucky. Yeah, kudos to you. There's a litter box handy.
I'm allergic to cats, so I'm not exactly, I'm allergic to cats and I'm not, as familiar with the female flow. Are litter box designed to handle a human amount of...
Well, I don't know that they're designed to handle a human amount, but it's better than a cup. It's better than a bag. It's better than a cloth. She peed in a litter box, which absorbs the liquid, all right? Yep. And I think it controls the odor as well, right? To me, that's a perfect scenario. If I have to pee in a car, I'm going to hope for a litter box that's available to me, which there wouldn't be because we're not cat people.
No, we're not. We're not cat people. So you'll never be able to do... if... You were so inclined just to keep one there, we'd know the jig is up.
Right.
You can't just hide that.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Mm. But that's, I'm sorry. I keep going to the peacock. What? I'm going to need a follow-up on that, on the peacock. Right. Why she got a peacock on her ass?
Right. That's the bigger issue.
An ass peacock.
And why was her butt up against the window? Like, why didn't she squat in the middle of the seat facing forward? Like, why'd she have to put her butt to the window?
From personal experience, I can tell you this is not a time for posture. Like, that's not, that your positioning is never going to come into question.
I would never consider the window, though. That would be the last thing I would think of, is to go, squat by the window.
Well, what is she
going to
do? This is, she's not in a bus.
You have a back seat, which clearly has a middle section that you could squat in the back seat of the car facing forward. You don't have to have your butt to the window. I don't understand. Unless
I don't know that that's true.
Is it a tiny sports car? There are so many
I don't think we actually have the kind of, we didn't get that kind of detail. But I don't even think that's true.
If I had to go to the bathroom, you're in my car.
Yeah.
You have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Are you going to put your butt towards the window, or are you going to squat in the middle seat looking forward?
Looking forward, like out the windshield?
Out the windshield. Yes, you are. As if you were sitting in the middle seat of the car, like in the middle seat of a plane. It's the middle seat of the plane. You have someone this side, someone. I'm going to sit in the middle looking forward.
I mean, I think you're giving yourself a little too much credit as to how you would handle this, because there's no playbook. I just don't think that this is the type of thing you can game out and
but
have.
But it would not be an option in my brain to put my butt facing the window.
And also, though, why didn't she drive to a more secluded place where there are people around that saw it? I would try to go behind a store by the woods.
And why didn't she squat towards the floor of the car?
Yeah.
Why was she so high up by a window? Why was her butt so high up by a window? Think about that. How high it had to be.
Well, to your point, I guess she's saying she pulled up and she placed it on her back seat. She climbed to my back seat. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing here that says to me. Yeah, I guess she was sitting on the seat. I don't know. I mean, do you have to sit in the litter box?
No, she probably squatted over the litter box. Mm-hmm.
So maybe the having your feet on the floor of the car wasn't an option.
Why? Of course it's an option.
Why? Well, I mean, it's a big assumption. I just feel like, maybe you want to be close to it.
Wouldn't you think it's easier if you're sitting in the middle of the back seat and let's say there's that hump on the floor of the car.
Right.
One leg on one side, the other leg, that braces it. Then you could use the headrest of the car to brace and do that. I'm thinking of having a baby, how you brace yourself and have it. That's where my brain is going. It to me, it is very uncomfortable to be squatting on the seat of the car with my butt towards the window.
Yeah.
Where's your stability? You're anchored the other way. You are centered and anchored the other way.
Wow.
I'm just thinking it through, guys. I'm just thinking it through.
Well, now, this is what you're doing here.
The community knows now. If you got to go in the car, there's a way to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to call that the backseat anchor.
You anchor.
So you, the backseat anchor approach is what you would prefer.
Yes.
The more you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move on from this. If it's okay with you guys.
Go ahead.
Yes.
DearAlbumailback@gmail.com. For you guys to send some things in. This was a good headline here. Pyramid schemes. Mm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Starting to feel like that could be like a Netflix documentary kind of a thing.
Maybe.
You know? Anyway. Dear Albie, I live in a soccer mom suburb filled with SUVs and cute kids playing road hockey on driveways. I have an issue, though. A mom I meet in town through mutual friends makes me crazy. At first, our kids played sports together, and I thought she was great. But then she joined and now she thinks she's a fitness and health coach. And she talks about building her biz. She's making a lot of money doing it too, or so it seems. She's a top coach and has a ton of Instagram followers all of a sudden and does sponsored posts.
All the sudden?
All the sudden.
All the sudden.
All the sudden.
Yeah.
You know the sudden? I'll take all of it. I can no longer look her in the eye. She makes me nuts. She's so fake and filtered. It has taken over her life. She just posts her stupid spinach meals every single morning for 3 years. She posts her morning 5 a.m. workout with motivational quotes all over. Every time I see her, she looks me up and down like I'm a great before and after. Twice during a family vacation with my kids, she has written me mid-vacation to ask if I'm ready to join her on her fitness journey. She literally says, "Hope you're enjoying Disney World with the fam. Are you ready to join us yet?"
That's so annoying.
Now I avoid her and don't make eye contact and pretend my kid needs me when we run into each other. Now the kicker is she's making so much coin that she's probably going to be able to buy a lake house. They've been shopping for one according to Instagram, and she shares her goals with the world. And summering by the water is a top goal. And honestly, I'm just jealous.
I took the words out of my mouth. It sounds a little jelly to me.
Yeah. Ready? I really hate her. But my friends keep joining her crew of skinny moms to get fit too, and I'm mad that no one else hates her with me. Looking for your thoughts. I'm okay if all you want to do is bash pyramid schemes. That's what I do too. Thanks, oh, and please don't read my name or my fellow soccer moms will hate me. So we'll leave her at anonymous. We'll call her Bash.
Bash. Bash Babs.
I'll tell you my first issue with this email.
Go ahead.
Where's the pyramid scheme?
Well, it may be one of those things that there could be a pyramid effect kind of thing if, like, okay, you join and you're under me and I get paid for it, but what are they selling? That's my question.
I guess they're selling, like, if you say, oh, hey, there's, you know, a bunch of shakes or something, usually a pyramid scheme is like, oh, hey, like, you work for me.
Right.
Like, you know, and
you're under my umbrella,
you
and
go
everybody
sign
earns off of
a bunch of
right.
other people.
Right.
If it's that kind of thing, but it sounds like when she's like, hey, you know, are you ready on your fitness journey? We're going to break this down little by little. Mm-hmm. Okay. First, I'm annoyed that there's no pyramid scheme.
Right.
I said I was excited about the pyramid scheme. Mm. And there isn't one.
Here's the thing. The woman is clearly working hard at something and achieving her goals, A, by staying fit, B, by building up her social media platform and having an audience there, and C, by monetizing it. As long as it's not illegal, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, that could be designed after a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are illegal. This could be designed after a pyramid scheme that it's legal. I don't know. I can't make that assumption. But who's she hurting? She's not hurting anyone, all right? So everybody that joins with, you know, full knowledge of what's going on, what's happening, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds to me that she's jealous. She admitted that she was jealous. And it sounds to me that she's bitter that the other women are taking control of themselves and their lives, and she hasn't made that decision yet. That's mm-hmm. cool. That's fine. That's your decision. But you have to be comfortable and live with the decisions you make, and there's no reason to be hating on the girl. If she feels somewhat threatened by the girl saying, or feels insulted by the girl saying, when are you going to join my fitness journey? She's just aggressive.
Now, that's where I was going to bring this next. The right? first thing I kind of want to really address about this is that insulting?
It's a little bit insulting, but you also have to look at it. She's aggressive. She's very aggressive.
But she's basically telling you you're out of shape.
So maybe. Or Maybe she's just trying to get more people under. Maybe you don't know who else she's sending that email to. She could be sending that to someone that plays tennis every day and swims every day and says, you know what? She'd be good on my team. I'm going to send her that email as well. So maybe this girl feels a little self-conscious and a little down on herself, and she views it as being insulting, assuming she's the only one that gets that email. Mm-hmm. This woman sounds very aggressive to me. That's why she's successful at what she does. And I think it comes, there's a lot of jealousy and perhaps a little bit of, you know, feel good about yourself.
Self-conscious?
Oh my God, this quarantine has to end because my brain doesn't work.
Yeah, you're right.
Where she's just down on herself. So maybe that's coming out as an attack when it really isn't, because you don't know who else she's sending the emails to. She may not be zoning in on just her, and she's reading it wrong. This woman sounds very aggressive to me.
I got to be honest. I kind of like the lady that wrote the letter. You know why? Because she's owning the jealousy aspect. Maybe I'm a little jealous and all that stuff, but those types of people can still be annoying. That's allowed.
Listen, I hate those type of people.
You know? Because here's the thing.
You're hitting crazy, me up, aggressive people like that.
You're hitting me up and you say, hey, you know, are you ready to join me on... She says, I hope you're ready. Hope you're enjoying Disney World with the fam. Are you ready to join us yet? And then it's... She interrupt me mid-vacation to ask if I'm ready to join her on her fitness journey.
No, she's clearly one of those people that I do not like. When I walk into a store and someone says, can I help you? Mm-hmm. If I want to be helped, I'll ask for help. If I don't want to be helped, leave me alone. If you keep coming at me and asking me, I will find another salesperson because you are bothering me. I don't like aggressive people.
Yeah.
So she may be very aggressive. Fine, that's her thing. She may be very innocent in what she's doing. Whereas, you know, the woman is taking it as an insult, and, you know, I can understand where she could feel insulted by it, but she's got to look at the big picture as who this person is and what she's building and what she's trying to do, what her end game is, and like anybody's fair game. So don't take it so personal is what I'm trying to say to her. And there is a little jealousy mixed in, because it could be something as simple as, all right, let me join her on her, as she quotes it, health wellness journey, and maybe I could have a lake house.
Yeah, but look. There's two things here, okay? There's the body aspect of things where, I got to be honest, I'm with you, okay? If this lady's hitting you up out of nowhere and she's like, hey, you ready to get in shape? F off.
Right.
I'm ready to get in shape, I'll let you know, all right? Yeah. Or I got this, okay? It's fine, all right? Like,
but
whatever.
But she hasn't done that yet.
Yeah.
So is she leading her on by I got to run and get the kids?
Well, that's not
later.
Leading on. That could be, you're just being nice and non-confrontational.
Right, say, you know what? Fitness journey's not my deal. Thanks anyway. God bless. Good luck to you. You know, when I'm ready to join you, I'll give you a call. But thanks so much. Good luck. That's all she's got to say. And then it will stop, hopefully.
Yeah, or just unfollow. Unfollow. Or there's a way to, you don't have to see her feed. You're still friends, but she can't, like, contact you. And her stuff doesn't pop up. There's a way. You can Google it.
Yep.
Well, I mean, look, the other thing, like, hey, look, you know, there's a workout with motivational quotes and all this stuff. Look, there are people that I know and follow online that I think are fake as hell. Like, that I know they put themselves out there in a very, very different way than how I know they actually operate and think. You know what I mean? This lady, you know, I don't know that necessarily that's what's going on here. It just seems to bother you. And what you got to do first is figure out, okay, why does that bother me? Okay, like, what are the things that you're saying you're jealous? Okay, well, why is that? You know, what are those things that you're jealous about? And why can't you achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, whether it's a fitness thing, you know, money thing, whatever it is, you know? But I think now on the money side, she goes in and she's like, you know, according to Instagram, she shares her goals and, like, you know, like, she's going to be buying a lake house. I think just people on social media in general are always putting skewed versions of what's going
please.
On.
Social media is just, you know, social media is a wonderful tool, and it also can be the devil, because if you do not really look into, like, there is no one that always looks perfect in this life. There is no one that has the perfect life in this life, but they're putting those moments on to put out there for whatever reason, and I'm not bashing it. It's just the way it is. So you have to be able to look beyond that, number one, and number two, be satisfied with who you are and the life you live. So that's why I feel like she's a little bit you know, feeling badly about herself and maybe the life she lives, when maybe just, you know, the grass isn't always greener.
Well, you know,
right? It's just a perception.
It is what it is. But like, right. You know, you got, if you're, you know, whenever you see, and I do this to myself sometimes too, like I get annoyed sometimes where I feel like there are people that I know that are just doing the wrong thing in a lot of aspects. And like, it looks like everything in their life is going great. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, like, you know, these are the type of people that, you know, for some reason are still, you know, getting either a certain opportunity when, you know, they're screwing somebody over type stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if she's working honestly, then, you know, you kind of leave it alone. What the reason I don't get. I think when you focus on other people, no matter what it is, you're just not going to feel better about yourself. And you have to surround yourself with like the resources that are going to help you see things the way that you want to see them.
But here's,
you know,
the thing. This woman is giving her the opportunity, the same opportunity that she has. She's choosing not to take it.
Well, look, I
so
think...
don't be down on her.
But I think, though, you know, I'll tell you, like, I don't know. I kind of, maybe I just appreciate the honesty in the email, because she says, I really hate her. She goes, and honestly, I'm honestly just jealous. I really hate her, but my friends keep joining her crew of skinny moms to get fit too, and I'm mad that no one else hates her with me. That's fun to me.
It's, you know, listen, I get what she's saying, and I appreciate her honesty for sure. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, then where is your argument? Is your argument just that I'm jealous of her? Well, she's clearly working to get what she has, mm-hmm. and she's giving you the same opportunity, right? So how far can that hatred go before you turn it around and look in the mirror and say, well, I need to put the brakes on this, because this is me not feeling good about myself, my world, my life, and I'm catapulting it onto her when she's not doing anything. She's trying to bring you into her world. So where's your argument?
I think it's just about doing everything for the right reasons. You know, we talk about this all the time. There are certain people, like on social media, okay, that they have this, it's just very, or it is very fake. They have an image of themselves,
of
and they're
course.
Either obsessed with putting out content, or yes. obsessed with like doing things that honestly they just shouldn't be doing because of where they are in their lives, right. for whatever reason. Okay. Right. And then when you see them in person, it's like a completely different thing. Or they're taking, like, let's say, you know, if they played the lottery and they had one number correct, they would act like, you know, they had five. Like, hey guys, I might be a millionaire soon. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Just chill out. Okay, mm-hmm. Be yourself. Go little by little. Don't compare yourself to other people. And
the
that's
difference
it.
Is this, though, Al. She's not saying, don't you wish you were me? Don't you wish you were fit like me? Don't you wish you had the lake house like me? She's saying, join me. Be part of my team.
Well, she's also saying that, I think, because, you know, I assume there's probably some charges or something. She's going to charge her for all this
we
stuff.
We don't know that. We don't know. Obviously, there are other parts of the equation here. What I'm hearing from her is what she said, I'm jealous. Skinny moms. Okay, well, listen, I live it every day of my life, okay? The weight gain, the ups and the downs, and getting old, and this and that, and looking in the mirror and feeling like you're 18 inside, and looking in the mirror and seeing your mother look staring back at you. That's life, all right? It's how we deal with it. So don't hate on this woman for taking charge of her life and being a positive person. She's clearly living what she's selling.
That is where I will 100% agree with you.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you hating on her then?
Yeah.
Either you're in or you're out. Don't hate on her. If you choose not to do it, don't hate on her. I appreciate the fact that she's saying she's jealous. Mm-hmm. Then live and let live, man.
I think you have to just get to a place where, you know, you're not, you shouldn't hate on people for, you know, having success if they're putting the work in and all and doing it honestly.
She's
not
smoking mirrors. This lady is not smoking mirrors. She's building something and she's having success. We know plenty of people that are smoking mirrors on Instagram. Mm-hmm. All right. You look at them and you say, you know what? Got your game, smoking mirrors. You know, God bless. This woman is saying to her, and more than once, come join me. Be part of my team. Be part of my success. Mm-hmm. She's not looking down on her.
Well, look, that's not, and I don't think, to me, the advice and the alternative is join her. I don't think that's what
live
it is.
And let live
I
is
think
the
you have to understand what is it about this that bothers you, and be honest with yourself of whether or not you
it's
they bother you enough to
She's
change
insecure
them.
About it all.
And then you don't have to. Let's say
And that's
fine. You know, let's say if it's the skinny fit mom thing, whole whatever, if that's really it's something that's getting to you and you want to go down that road, you don't have to necessarily do it with them. There's
absolutely
plenty of resources for you to do things the way you want to do them.
And you can accept yourself for who you are, and there's nothing wrong with who she is.
There's also that, too.
There's nothing wrong with who she
but
is.
But my point is, if something's seriously bothering you that much where you're writing an email saying, I hate her.
Right.
I'm not seeing any reason in that email to hate her.
She hasn't given a grounds to hate.
There's enough of a reason to be offended, sure, about maybe like her little sales tactic and stuff. I get that, mm-hmm. okay? But to say you hate her and you're upset that your other friends don't hate her too, you're just kind of sounding like somebody that's, you know, a little bit jealous, bitter, and I think, you know, people are going to see through that. And you don't want to be around that.
So she has to make a decision.
She's got to look inside herself.
Accept who you are and the life you live and be comfortable and fine with it, which I'm sure there is nothing wrong with the life she lives. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. I'm sure she looks fine. I'm sure she's a great mom. I'm sure of all these things. But don't be looking in somebody else's backyard being bitter for what they have when they have said to you more than once, come on over across the fence and join me. All right? So she wants it all. She wants to be able to, you know, say what she wants and be what she wants and look at her and have everybody hate her. Why should everybody hate this woman? She's successful. She's working towards something. She's living the life she's selling. You know, I could understand if you were if you're trying to put yourself out there as, you know, I am a peaceful soul and I am wonderful. Meanwhile, you're stabbing people in the back left and right. You have an argument there.
Yeah.
This woman is living the life.
Yeah.
And she's taking other women with her. She's empowering them. They're seeing positive results. So don't hate on that. No. But if you choose not to join them, then accept who you are, what you are, your position, and be comfortable with it.
Right.
But don't hate on them. Because she's asking them to her to join. She's not belittling her.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking her to join. And you don't know that she's not sending that exact email to 30 other women in town.
That's
you
true.
Don't know that. She's an aggressive woman, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Respect her hustle, but don't also go around bashing her, because then you're just going to look like the bitter one.
Right.
And if, like, let's take away the pyramid scheme or whatever. Let's say she's just a fake mom in town. If she is, don't give it time. If she really is a fake person, people start to catch on.
It all comes out in the wash.
Yes.
It all comes out in the wash, but don't be hating. No need to hate.
Don't be hating.
Right.
Is the moral of the story.
Right. Yep.
That and the, what do we call it? The back seat.
Oh, there's a position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll remember what it was again. But hey, guys, it was nice. This is nice.
Good to have
great,
some little
great
bit
to
of
have,
back.
Yeah, great to have everybody around.
A little bit of normal.
Hope you're all doing well out there and safe.
Yep.
We love you all. DearAlbyMailbag@gmail.com. Plenty of really great things happening for us over here. We're going to keep working and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Rate, comment,
yes.
subscribe.
Rate, comment, subscribe. The boss is back. Rate, comment, subscribe.
All good things, guys. Stay safe.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.